I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's good to see the two of you again. I know you've been very busy back out on the road, which I'm sure feels great.
Cool to see you in studio.
I know. It's exciting, right? I just came back a few months ago. It still feels weird.
I bet.
For sure. How have you guys been? How's life been with traveling with the baby on the bus?
Good. I mean, it's just been like a couple weekend runs, not like a full tour. So this is like us seeing what it's going to be like for the rest of his touring life as a kid. But yeah, he's a good bus baby. I think like the only biggest thing that I notice is, you know, he's the only baby out there. So yeah. I feel like he could use some more friends. But other than that, he sleeps great on the bus. He's gotten to see some shows side stage. But yeah, he's doing good.
That's awesome. And congratulations to the two of you on your CMA nominations for Chasing After You. That's exciting.
Super exciting. Super thankful. And this is my first time being nominated, and getting to do it with Maren is extra special. And we're all excited.
That's awesome. And then I swear I saw one of you post this and then I couldn't find it. Chasing After You is only the third song by a married couple to chart this high in 10 years, right? Was it something like that?
Somebody on Twitter, like there's a radio, there's like all these radio accounts that sort of tweet out radio stats every week when the chart comes out. Mm-hmm. And so some chart account tweeted that out and I thought it was a cool stat. And it's obviously Tim and Faith have had hits in this century, and then the other one they counted was Blake and Gwen, so that's pretty good company.
I was going to say, that's great company. Did you guys do anything to celebrate that chart record and your CMA noms? Were you together when you found out about those?
I don't know.
The CMA nominations. We were home. We were together. But
celebrations are different these days.
I think we just, like, we were chasing after our kid and probably just, like, having coffee. But it was a very humble morning. But we were so excited. And I'm so proud of Ryan for his first CMA nomination and to get to be a part of it with him. And just everything this year, doing this together has been so fun.
I know. That's so awesome. And Chasing After You, Ryan, is going to be on your debut record, which is out on October 15th. And forgive me, because I feel like I'm going to sound really dumb when I ask this, but
Pelago.
What is Pelago? What is Pelago?
So when I was writing the song Coast, which is track 2 on my album, I needed a word that rhymed with Chicago. It took me a really long time to write that song.
That's a hard one to find.
And so I thought I kind of made it up, but it's actually a word in Italian or Latin that means open sea or overwhelming passion. And I just felt like it was like the perfect way to encapsulate these songs. It explains that there's so many summer songs on this album, but there's also like just some songs that I wrote that are relationship songs that I thought were just kind of my best work. And so I thought that title, it took us, I mean, it was like the last second that we came up with it, because they needed a title like a week before we turned it in. And so I almost had Ryan Hurd Sony LP1 as the title for my album. But it was, I mean, I texted my producer, Aaron, and said, what do you think of this? And he loved the idea. And I was like, okay, well, it's not that stupid. And then I texted about our manager, and she loved the idea. And I was like, this has got some legs. And it's cool because it's such a weird title that everybody has to ask about it, and so I get a really cool like foot in the door to talk about this project. And I think that the coolest part is that like I feel like I've made 3 albums since I've started doing this, but like to have like this be my debut, I think is really cool because I just think it's my best work. And, you know, I'm sure the next one will be a little bit different and hopefully it's great, but just living in this moment is really cool to just put a stamp on it and be like, up to this point, this is, I think, who I am as an artist and a writer and a person. And so I'm really proud of it.
I love that. And I do think the title is very cool. I do like see you as a passionate person, but also someone who's on the open sea. It's like, I don't see people wake surfing without thinking of Ryan Hurd. So.
Oh, that's cool. I'm not even good at that. Obviously, like Jake is like such a massive water sports dude and he can do flips and 360s and everything else behind his boat. And he helped us get ours. But yeah, I love summer. I grew up on a lake in Michigan. And we go back every summer whenever we can. So yeah, it's just a huge part of our life. And I'm excited that I get to like have that as one of the themes of this record.
For sure. Maren, do you have a favorite from the new record?
I do. And it's one that I have nothing to do with. I just love the song. And I have since I heard the demo. But it's called Hell is an Island. And I remember he said that title and I was like, oh, that's cool. I wonder what that's going to be about. And I thought it was going to be this like sad, brooding, like tearjerker.
Like the rest of the album.
Right. Yeah. your forte. But it's actually this very like groovy reggae-esque song about a breakup and not being able to go on vacation the same way without that person.
My Forgetting Sarah Marshall song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, and I love the reference to that movie.
Yeah.
So, a classic breakup one.
That's one of my favorites.
I love that. And Maren, I know that you have been busy also working on new music. What can you say about what this next chapter of music looks like for you?
Yeah, I'm finishing this record up, and I've never really been afforded this time to do so. So I'm really trying to be intentional and not rush any piece of the process because I know that like I'm not going to have this empty space back once touring starts again. And yeah, I think the whole pandemic has made all of us have to be intentional and more reflective with our choices and just really think about what normal life will look like once it's back. And so I can't really give any details on the release date or anything like that, but it's sooner than you think. And yeah, I'm just excited for people to hear these songs. I haven't teased anything. I haven't like toured or like put a new song in the set list. I really want it to come out as a surprise. So yeah, it's a very organic country record, elements of rock. It feels very like rock circa 90s. So it's definitely a left turn from the bones. And yeah, I'm excited for people to hear this chapter.
Ryan, you've obviously heard all the songs. What do you think of it so far?
I love it. It's relaxed. I think it's her best writing so far. And I think it's the album that she loves the most. So, which I think is saying something. So that's cool. And it's been amazing to kind of work on these two records together. We just have such a really cool life together outside of music. So anytime we get to work together, it's really special. And I just love what she's done with this project, and I love like how much she's invested in it emotionally. And I think the songwriting's the best it's been, which is saying a lot. I feel like I say that every album, but it's just I think it's a really, really amazing piece of work.
Speaking of songwriting, I think everyone knows that the two of you moved to Nashville to be songwriters. That's how you actually met. And I'm curious, as songwriters, what is your favorite song you've ever written but was recorded by somebody else?
I don't have many of those. You do.
I would say, Ryan, yeah, you just celebrated another number
one.
Well,
I think that, like, as far as the two of us go, I love that we, like, our story about Last Turn Home. You know, I had sort of had, like, was just starting to have a touch of success, and Maren had just come to town, and that was her first cut as a songwriter, and like hearing Tim tell us at the like album release party, say like
Tim McGraw
recorded.
Ryan
this song.
Keeps using these guys like first names, like Jake.
Tim McGraw told us that he was driving in his old truck in Mississippi and he was listening to it on his headphones, and then he said he liked it, and so he So he played Faith Hill the song, and she said he should record it. And so I just thought that story was so incredible. And turns out, I think his old truck was like an Escalade. And someone told me, like, that's a different truck than I have. But
right?
But I don't know. That story is so cool. And I think it's something we'll always obviously share together. And it's such a huge part of our history that I think that's the one that we're both most proud of.
For sure. I also love right now that the two of you have a Toby Keith cutout. Like, I just talked to him recently, and when I looked at the song credits a lot, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. We wrote that song in 2014, and we were both, it was before Hero came out, right?
Oh, yeah. It was, like, yeah. Probably the fourth song we ever wrote together, so we were just, like, yeah. We weren't even together yet.
It was, yeah. But we're really proud of the fact that we are on the charts together as a songwriting duo. That's pretty cool.
That is really wild. I think that anyone who follows you knows that there has been some very heavy duty cooking happening in the Herd Morris household. When you guys are cooking, do you cook together? Do you split this up? Does one of you cook? Does one of you do dishes? How does this work?
We're very equal collaborators on the cooking front. I mean, I don't do any grilling. Ryan's like the griller of the two, but I never cooked before this year. So I really was just trying new things, and cooking was one of them, and we both just really got into it, and I now know really well how to roast a chicken perfectly. I think the hardest thing I've done is, like, maybe, like, searing short ribs and doing that whole thing, because that's, like, an 8-hour process. But, it's been fun.
Been really fun, and it's just something else to do when you're at home that... And I, you know, you said the dishes, like, I feel myself getting older, feeling like becoming a dad, because I just, like, sit over the sink and I'm like, most of life is doing the dishes. Like, like, just do it and get it over with and make sure your kitchen's clean. Like, that's, like, I feel right. myself talking to Hayes, being like, do your dishes. But,
right. But everyone turns into their parents at some points, all the things that you heard them say that you're sure. Like, oh, whatever, it's just dishes.
It's great. And then, it's fun. It's fun. Like, we've enjoyed each other a lot. Because I think it's so odd to think about our first, you know, few years being together. We're mostly just crisscrossing the country and having to, like, make time for each other. And so, like, being given, like, 18 months of being at home, I think for a lot of people was really hard. And we had our hard moments, but we got to, like, actually hang out for the first time for an extended period. And I think we both really, like, came to enjoy each other.
What is other stuff that you guys like to do in the time that you've had off in those 18 months? Did you, like, find any new hobbies together? Did you binge any shows together?
Maren picked up tennis, and I started playing golf a lot more.
That's awesome. Maren, I have seen that you've done really well in tennis. Like, tennis is very hard, and you don't realize that until you pick up a racket.
Right, yeah. And I'm not, like, the most athletic person. It's not a natural sensibility that comes to me. Like, it's more so for Ryan. Because he grew up playing every sport. But I don't know, with tennis, it was like, I love that you can be young or old and play it until you're like 100, and you see people out there on the tennis courts, like, that are killing it, and they're like 80 years old, and I'm still just, like, figuring out how to, like, hit the ball. But no, it's harder than it looks. It's a lot of skill and agility and hand-eye coordination, obviously, but I love it because it's really addictive. It's athletic. Ryan will sometimes join me if we're, like, taking a lesson, and it's a fun thing that you can do solo or with, like, your partner. So, I think this was the year to try new things and learn a new, you know, hobby or skill.
I love that. I will say I've tried tennis. I couldn't do it. I went to the, like, second tier down and have done pickleball, which is much easier for me.
I've heard pickleball is, like, the fastest growing sport in America right now. And I think,
oh my God, yeah.
When we're back on the road, I've, like, told my tour manager that we're going to, yes, have pickleball equipment so we can play before soundcheck and stuff. But I also want to, like, in every city, look for, like, tennis courts so we can play, like, me and the band can play.
Yeah, it's just something fun to do. And then before I let the two of you go, I know how excited people are every time that they get to meet you, and they feel overwhelmed and starstruck, I'm sure, sometimes. When was the last time that each of you got to meet someone and had that moment where you felt starstruck?
I can talk about it. I didn't meet him. I was born in Chicago, and I have been blessed to sing the seventh inning stretch for the Cubs twice. And so when I was down there throwing out the first pitch this summer, my favorite baseball player of all time, his name is Frank Thomas, walked right by me. And he talked to everybody, and he made eye contact with me, and I froze, and I couldn't get a word out.
Oh,
and,
no.
Then I saw him the next night at a restaurant. He was at a restaurant, and I could have gone up and talked to him, and I blew it again. So it happens. It doesn't happen in music as much because I don't know, the longer you do this, the more friendly and less intimidating people get, but...
I don't really get starstruck.
That crushed me.
But, that's actually... Okay, so hurt. I had some good, like, celebrity sightings when we went to the U.S. Open last weekend, so that was fun, but... I did get starstruck when I met Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills a couple weekends ago. That was, I think, the one time I have actually just been giddy to meet someone.
I love your work.
Yes, I love your work. You being yourself. that's like the excitement for me is the reality show stars.
That's awesome. I love that so much. Well, thank you both for your time today. It's so good to see you. I hope to see you back in New York City very soon for a live show.
Hey, same. Can't wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.